My guests for today are two badass women who will be launching the Wives of Wrestling podcast on Podcast Heat, with episode one premiering on February 7th on all major platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Giovanna Angle and Kim Orton. What's up, ladies?
Hey.
So I'm so excited to have you guys on here. So first of all, thank you so much for joining me. I love all of the Kurt Angle stuff in the background. Really cute. I cannot wait to kind of get this started and chat with you guys. But how are you guys doing?
Really good. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, we're so excited.
We're very excited. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. So let's just kind of go ahead and like dive right into this, because you know, the wrestling space is loaded with like tons of podcasts, right? However, you two have found a very unique angle to, you know, bring something different that other wrestling podcasts are currently not bringing, and that's the Wives of Wrestling podcast. So I want to kick things off with Kim. Kim, can you kind of give us a rundown of like what this podcast, the Wives of Wrestling podcast, entails and what viewers can go ahead and expect from it?
I think it's going to be different from other podcasts because the guys and the girls that have podcasts that were wrestlers talk a lot about their specific matches and things like that. We're coming at it from the other side of it, more like our husbands as, you know, husbands and fathers, and you know how we go about everyday life, which is a little bit different from most, but we try to make it be as normal as possible. And sometimes that's where, like, you know, the wave comes in. It's like, you know, it's I think it's going to be a lot of cool things too, like things about our lives as mothers, as wives of these people, as how we got thrown into all of this, you know, fame or, you know, whatever you call it. It's just going to be different. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think me and Giovanna just talking to each other and bringing everybody into our lives like that, it'll be pretty cool.
Giovanna, go ahead and add to it. Like, what do you want the people to know about this podcast?
You know, during the table for three, we had in the beginning, we had a little like backlash from the fans because they were expecting like it would be like the housewives of, you know, like we're gonna talk crap and we're gonna like throw our husbands under the bus in a bad way. But after it aired, a lot of good feedback after, like they were so unexpected of the stories, and we made it that we'd made our husbands who were characters, we made them real, and they were so excited and very like it was just a humbling experience, especially us bringing Rebby on. You know, everybody thinks Rebby is Rebby, but to see her as a mom and a wife and see us as a mom and a wife, it really showed the fans that we are just human beings just like them. So, and it was pretty cool because ours was like the top five for a few months. So we were like really like excited about that. But this podcast is really gonna, you know, when me and Kim are out, we, you know, fans go up to our husbands and the first thing that they ask them is like, you know, Kurt, like you're, how was the, you know, the match with Brock and The Rock? And then when our husbands leave, they go up to me and they said, is he really like the character in real life? And I'm like, why didn't you just ask him? But I feel like they're very comfortable of talking to us on that personal level. So I feel like this is going to show, like, to give the fans like insight of what really goes on a personal level. I feel like they're more comfortable talking to us than them. They're so starstruck. I feel like the same whenever I see certain people. So I get it. So I really feel like we're going to give the fans what they want.
I love that because just like, you know, speaking as a fan, and I know I mentioned this off air that I was a fan of both of your husbands, obviously. And so like, for me, it is like kind of like an outsider's perspective. I've always wondered, you know, wrestlers have this insane schedule and, you know, obviously if you want to have a family, you really got to have a supportive spouse. So it's not something that is easy to necessarily do and be on the road and all of that good stuff. And then obviously, you know, you too get famous just being associated, you know, with famous people. So it's kind of this whole thing. So I do kind of want to jump at this, and Kim, we'll go back to you here on this one, is I know you guys are BFFs. I know that already, but I want to know, where is the point of, okay, we have these experiences with the fans, and how did you decide to actually go out and put this on an actual podcast?
It's pretty funny, like on our social media, I know on my social media, I'll post things being at the show or just pictures of me and my family, and people are just interested. And I'm not sure why, but they are, you know, they are. And they're like, oh, you guys should do a reality show, or you guys should do a podcast, or you guys should this, or you guys should that. And they're always asking for more of our family. And so me and Giovanna just figured, it's like, you know, people want to know more about us and want to know more about our families. So let's, you know, give it to them.
And they'll start adding our siblings. Yeah. And they'll start adding our. It's so funny because my sister will be like, should I accept them? And I was like, I don't know. I know.
You're like, how did they figure this out? It's like a spiral effect, you know? But I think it's pretty cool because that just like kind of shows like how passionate, you know, the fans are and how they want to know, you know, every little detail and whatnot. So Giovanna, I'll start with you on this one here. What was the reaction of your husband, Kurt Angle, in terms when you told him like, hey, we're going to be doing this podcast and we're going to kind of be, you know, opening up the door into this world that although our life, that part of your life has been public, this part of our life has, you know, for the most part, been a private life.
Yeah. You know, Kurt knows me and Kim. They expect us to do something like this, you know? So, you know, the only thing that he advised me to do, and he says, listen, I am friends with the boys. And, you know, if you're trying to do a podcast, you got to respect the business like I do. And these fans, you know, they're loyal. So do not lose them, and you got to respect them. And, you know, it's funny because whenever I went to the Rumble, the girls were like, congrats on the podcast. Oh my goodness. And then the guys were like, Kurt, they're getting a little podcast.
Where are you going with this? Yeah.
So I do want to, you know, speaking of that, I want to know that, I mean, I want you guys to know that during this podcast, we are not going to throw, you know, our husband's friends their family under the bus. This is not what this podcast is about. We are just going to have fun. This is about inside our life stories, personal, you know, situations. And it's just a fun time. We're going to have shots. We're going to play some games, but this is not going to be like a reality show where we're going to be talking like, you know, crap about people's lives and, you know, and start like whatever. We're not going to do that. Like our husbands are best friends with the boys. It's their family. So we do want to make that known that men do not be afraid.
We're not here to bash anybody.
We're not here
under the bus. We're just here to have fun.
And it's all fun, guys.
Yes.
I love it. And it's such a, like, you're like right off the bat, like, this is not the Real Housewives. We're not going to get all crazy and start, you know, throwing out gossip and rumors and whatnot.
I mean, there's going to be a little drinking.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely. Okay. Add a little spice to it. So Kim, I do want to know, what was Randy's reaction to all of this? And did he provide you any advice similar to Kurt and Giovanna?
He's funny. We're super playful with each other. So he was like, wow, you're going to put your big mouth to use. I love it.
I love it.
Make that money, girl. His number one advice to me is, so I'm from New York and I live in Missouri now. And he said, be you.
Yes.
You, that's, he goes, you know, that's why people are drawn to you. Don't try to be something else. Don't try to be like a TV personality or something like that.
Yes.
Be you, talk like you, you know, don't pronounce your R's and like just things like that. He's not really nervous. He's kind of an open book. Mm. He lets everyone know exactly what he's thinking at all times. So he's really not worried about that end of it. But, you know, he knows me and he knows I'm not trying to hurt anybody or get on anybody's bad side for any reason. Like it, that's just
exactly.
Yeah, that's just not me. And it's not Giovanna. And he knows we're just going to come on and have some fun.
I love that. And I do have to ask you, though, because you both have pretty big families. So how does this podcast sort of, you know, add a little bit more hecticness, craziness to your lives? Kim, we'll kick it off with you on this one.
Yeah, it's I was talking to Giovanna about this last night. It's pretty crazy. We're having some work done on our house and you have to be out of our house on the 14th of February. And so we had to get an Airbnb, and for 3 months, we're going to be living somewhere else. So the craziness is just going to be amplified for me. And so I spoke to her about this, and she was like, you know, maybe we should hold off. And I'm like, no, this is going to be like my alone hour. Like, this is going to be my time. I need to do this. This is going to keep me sane right now. So that's on my end right now. I'm excited to be doing this and I'm excited for the crazy.
Yeah. And she's like moving how many kids, and two dogs. So she's like
my whole first floor. I have to move everything out of my house. So we had to hire a moving company. We had to get storage. I have to take my desk and all of my podcast stuff and go and bring it to the new house and close. And in the middle of that, WrestleMania is coming. And so now like my shoes and my clothes and, you know, I have a lot to do in the next 2 weeks, but that's kind of how I live my life. I'm super last minute, super crazy, super hectic. That's all I know. I don't know normal.
No. You know,
it's life more fun though.
During the first podcast, I mean, the episode, so you have a little insight, we're going to be talking about, you know, our kids and everything. Like she brought Brooklyn to the Rumble and I did it and I missed my baby so much. Mm-hmm. But it was like my alone time with my husband, but it was so cool. Like seeing her kids there. And during this podcast, we're going to be talking about our kids, like coming with us. And she actually asked me yesterday, she was like, would it be okay if it was just me and Randy this WrestleMania? And I'm like, I totally understand. I saw her with Brooklyn. I saw Bree with her daughter. And it's just so easy just to go by yourself. I had no kids and I actually enjoyed spending time with my husband and getting ready. And you can't do that. You're still in mom mode. Mm-hmm. So this whole, like, you know, we're going to be talking about our experiences with our kids while we're trying to be, you know, Randy and Kurt's wife. And it's just, there's going to be a lot of inside stories of our own experience.
It's hard and to I think say, you look at it. Lie, you know?
Yes.
Looking good when you have to be out with your husbands, when you're worried about, oh, I got to make sure they have dinner and who's going to watch them tonight and who's going to do this. And they're going to be up at 8 o'clock in the morning. And like, it's a lot. So I was like, I think we ditched the kids this year for me.
And I blame you. And don't blame you.
Go with us.
Don't and honestly, me. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, you're out there and people are seeing you. You got like the Hall of Fame ceremony. You're going out and, you know, seeing people that you may not have been seeing, you know, recently because of the pandemic and all of that stuff. So you're kind of getting to see people again. And like the way I see it, it's like you can go out there and have, you know, your time with your husband and also your own time because you give so much of yourself, you know, pretty much every single day when you're a mother all the time. So it is pretty cool to kind of go ahead and see, you know, kind of break away from that. So I don't blame you guys on having that time off during WrestleMania and whatnot. So let's kind of go ahead and, you know, we talked about all the husbands and, you know, all of the kids and all of that stuff, but I want to kind of rewind a little bit because it's not every day that you find a BFF, that you find a new bestie that you're just on the same page on. So I want to know for both of you, how did this relationship relationship develop, and how did you meet, and how did it go from, okay, you're nice, I like you, to now, you know, we're best friends, and hey, now we're working together.
Oh my God.
We'll start off with Giovanna.
I love this story.
This is actually funny, but before I tell the story, as soon as we did that picture, remember that picture with me, you, Randy, and Kurt? We're all dressed out, yes. Dressed up. So as soon as that we posted that on our social media, everybody thought that we were siblings.
Yeah.
So fans were like, bro, is Kurt and Randy like dating sisters? So like that was like a little trend that was going on, which we thought was hilarious. But it was my first, Kurt was a GM, and it was the first time Kurt went from TNA to WWE. So it was like a pool party with family at the, what is it, Orlando?
It was Orlando.
It was Orlando. So we went to the pool and I had my kids, and Kurt talked highly about, you know, a handful of wrestlers, but he always said, you know, Randy. And so whenever I saw Randy, you know, he was like, hey, you know, like, my wife Kim is at the pool over there. It was so funny because there was like, what is that? The tube?
Yeah.
The tube?
Yeah.
Everybody was in their tube. So I had me and my kids, and we just floated the whole way together because it was a lazy river. So I was like, oh, I did the lazy river all the way to get to Kim. And I saw her, and she was with her big Italian family. I was like, hey, you're Kim. I'm, you know, Giovanna, Kurt's wife. It was just instant. She was like, hey, this is my family. This is my aunt, my cousin, my third cousin, my kids. It was so funny. So ever since then, we just clicked. And our friendiversary is WrestleMania week. And so every single WrestleMania, I'm like, it's our third year. It's our fourth year.
No. So it was super cool too, because she had her last baby 2 weeks before I had mine. So she came floating over with all her little ones, and I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect. another mom with little ones like me. And like right away I clicked with her right away.
I love that you guys can relate to each other, not just like you guys are living, you know, similar lives in the sense that, you know, both of your husbands do the same thing. You're raising families. You're going to a lot of the similar events, et cetera. So I think that's pretty awesome that you guys kind of were able to find that relationship. So I kind of want to ask you, and I'll start off with Kim, what would you say is like the biggest difference between both of you guys, and how do you guys sort of, you know, bring out the best in each other, that sort of thing?
Oh, Kim, you got this one.
So we're a little different from each other in the way of like I kind of go from 0 to 100 quickly. And whenever I'm feeling like that, I will call her because she's my voice of reason and she talks me down and I need her for that. Like we balance each other out because I know my crazy is a little crazy sometimes. And so I'm like, gee, here's the deal. Talk to me, tell me. And like, and it's so funny because I'm always telling her, and she's tells me too, she's like, you know, I don't want to disagree or whatever to make you, you know, feel bad. And I'm like, no, I need that. I need that. Like, that's a friend. To me, you know, I need you to tell me when I'm wrong. I need you to tell me when to shut up. I need that from you. And I think I am good for Giovanna because she's so, you know, she'll think things through and calm and, you know, and then I feel like sometimes she needs a fire in her ass. Yes. And I feel like I do that for her.
Yes.
So we kind of, we balance each other out like that. So it's pretty cool.
It's the best of both worlds. I always feel like, you know, and this goes the same with like best friends or even like obviously couples too, like opposites attract, they say that whole thing. There's a nice balance because I feel like if you guys are both like at the exact same level sometimes, like it'll be, you know, it just adds more fun, more life to all of this too. But I do think it's funny that Giovanna, like you're like, hey, like I'm going to give you advice, but I don't like if this ruins your life, don't blame me for it. I love that. Like, it's
you know,
funny.
Last time we spoke, I was like, listen, you need to tell me, do you want to vent or do you want me to give it to you real? So she was like, no, I want you to give it to me real. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. He was like, don't shoot the messenger. Don't, you know?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. All right. So I got one final question before we move on to our next portion. And I know this question is going to be broad, and this is pretty much, I know you're going to go so much more in depth in your podcast, but Giovanna, we'll start with you on this one here. In regards to like the, here's the thing, is that you guys are married to wrestlers, right? But you're not just married to any wrestler. Both of your husbands have this big legacy, you know, in wrestling history, have made such a mark. Yes. Kind of give me a brief summary of this wild experience that you have had, you know, since, you know, being with your partner. So kind of give us a quick little rundown of that.
Oh my goodness. So whenever it's just from the beginning, like as soon as people found out that we were engaged, it was like, all are like, I had to change my Facebook. Like it was just flooded. So first, like I changed it to like a fan page, but then I'm just like, my friends and my family were like stuck with the fans. So I had to just completely delete that situation. So it was just a roller coaster as soon as I like started like dating him. But it's crazy because everything happened so fast, and I didn't have a time to breathe. So we got engaged, and we started dating in November. We got engaged in March. We found out we were pregnant in April, and it was just like constant. So it wasn't just me thrown in. It was us starting a family thrown in. So it was just a completely like, oh my gosh, it's just a lot, especially during the podcast. You're going to see like highs and lows, and from the beginning and present, and how we feel, and us dating like from the beginning, and like, oh, we're going to be talking about our engagements. Oh my gosh, that one was awesome. Wait till you hear Kim's engagement. You're going to get teary eyed. It is so beautiful. You know, Randy and Kurt are completely, you know, whenever I met Kurt, he was going through his, you know, rehab, and it was just like his addiction problem. And it was just, you know, both of our stories are different, but they're very similar. So you're going to see us like bounce off like back and forth with that. So you guys are going to be excited. You guys are, you know, whoever's listening, you trust me, you won't regret it. You're going to love it.
I love that. Kim, what's kind of like your summary of all of this?
I think same kind of deal as Giovanna. I was kind of just like thrown into, I lived upstate New York with my kids, and I was just like, nobody knew who I was, and I was perfectly okay with that. and then all of a sudden, because he was, you know, the guy in WWE, you know, all of a sudden just people either absolutely loved me or absolutely hated me. And like I said, I go from 0 to 100, and mama bear instincts jump in real quick. And I'm super passionate about like people that I love, you know. I don't want anything bad said or done to them, you know. And so when I first met Randy and people started knowing that we were dating, it would hurt my feelings, man, that people were saying these things about me and about my kids and about that just like weren't true at all, but like saying it as fact. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to learn how to deal with all of that, you know. And because I was never a person, like, I didn't care what anybody said about me or thought about me. It's like, this is who I am. Take me or leave me. You know, I'm a good person. I know I'm a good person, and I protect and love the people that I love, you know. And people didn't know that. They just was like, oh, who's this girl dating him? Like, I love him. It's like, you know, and it's like, well, I didn't take him from you.
You know, like, let's be a little bit more realistic here.
Be a little bit, you know, but it's, I've learned how to deal with that. And, and that's something Giovanna has helped me with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just feel like dealing with the public eye takes some getting used to. Mm-hmm. And I think that finally I'm learning how to deal with it in the way of, you know, people are always going to say something, let them talk.
Yeah.
But you have wrestling fans are super passionate too. And most of them are awesome and have been fans forever.
Very loyal.
Like I, so many people tell me, oh my gosh, I watched your father-in-law. And then I started loving Randy, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, so did I. Like I started watching Cowboy Bob, you know, and Rowdy Piper. And like, that's how I became a wrestling fan too. So I just think dealing with the whole circle that you, the everything that comes along with being a wrestling wife,
yes,
takes, or girlfriend, takes a little bit getting used to, and you just have to be patient and this too shall pass. Like,
yeah. And it's really good to have somebody like me and Kim that we could talk to each other about this.
So if that was something like in the beginning, yeah, I didn't have anybody to relate to,
yeah,
because nobody understood. Like if I talked to my cousins or friends about it, like they didn't get it. No, they just didn't understand. And so talking to her, it's like, you know, she was going through it before I was. So she was able to give me advice and say, listen, you know, don't worry, this is the deal. And it helps. It helps having somebody to talk to about things that you're going through things with, you know, that it really helps. So I love me some Giovanna.
I seriously love this. And I can totally see now why you guys are besties. Like just like kind of getting to know you guys for the last couple of minutes. I'm like, I get it. And I also feel like it's so important to have somebody like that. Because again, you know, you mentioned being alone. And when you're alone, you kind of get lost in your own thoughts. And you may have a great head on your shoulders. But when you are fogged with all of this, you know, crazy stuff, you tend to kind of, you know, step aside from who you truly are. So it's nice to have somebody to kind of bring you back to your core and to who you really are. So that's really awesome. So ladies, I have seriously enjoyed chatting with you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and move on to our final segment of this interview. And basically, I know that you guys have your own segment on your own show that is called RK No or It's True, It's True, where you guys do a true and false game about your husbands and wrestling in general. I love that you brought the action figures. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask three of you some true or false questions about your husbands. And you guys just go for it and tell me if it's true or it's false. And I'm actually going to kick things off with Kim. So Kim, we'll do you first and then we'll go ahead and go with Giovanna. All right. So Kim, here we go. True or false? Randy Orton faced every former member of Evolution at a WrestleMania.
RK, no.
Yes, RK, no, that is false. Yes, really? Correct. You are correct on this one. So he's never faced Ric Flair. That was the That's only one that he hasn't faced at WrestleMania. Okay. Good job. You're doing good. All right, here we go. Next one. The Undertaker was Randy's first WrestleMania loss.
Oh, I'm going to say it's true.
It is definitely true. Definitely true. Good job. And last one. You're doing phenomenal.
Wedding.
I like it this way because you can't answer before me and I can't answer.
I know. I can't.
How we have to do it.
Kurt is right there and I'm sweating right now. I'm going to get every single one wrong.
Okay. And the last one for Kim. Here we go. Kurt Angle defeated Randy Orton at Vengeance 2006.
I'm going to say it's true.
No, incorrect.
Sorry.
It was the other way around. Randy Orton defeated Kurt Angle.
Okay.
All right. 2 out of 3. Not bad whatsoever.
I did not watch wrestling then. I don't know about any of that from then.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Giovanna, you're next.
I'm not feeling this at all.
Here we go. The first one.
Looking at me.
Kurt Angle spit milk on the face of a girl he was hitting on in catering. It's true. Yes.
What?
Good job on that one. Next one. Kurt Angle eliminated
more
himself.
More information on that later, please.
Kurt Angle eliminated himself at the 2002 Royal Rumble. Is it RK no or it's true? It's true.
Do not even look up if he's in there.
I can't even look it up because don't I feel like up. It's going to be an eye.
RK, no, correct. That's right. So he actually thought that he had won, but he wasn't like he thought he was the last one in, but it ended up being Triple H. So nice. You're right on that one. It's RK, no. And last one. Here we go. In one of Kurt's theme songs, the lyrics are "You're numb toe to thumb."
Wait, there's lyrics? Oh my god, am I wrong?
You're wrong. You know? It's true. It's true. This is his Impact Wrestling theme, the gold medal song. The cool lyrics are "I'll win you over till I steal your motor skills." It's the same whenever I'm done. You're numb, toe to thumb, and then it continues on.
I forgot. And I like that theme song too. Remind me of Jurassic Park, which is weird. But yeah. I like that. I swear, you seriously, if you listen to it, you'll think of it too. But oh my god.
All right, we're tied.
I love it. You guys are tied.
You have a tiebreaker, Denise.
I don't have a tiebreaker actually, but
just leave it as a tie. I lost two already.
I love it. Alrighty, ladies, thank you so much. Honestly, you guys were a blast to like chat with. Congratulations on the podcast. Before we go, I'll give the floor to each of you guys to kind of plug in anything you guys want to plug in. Obviously, the podcast itself, which the links will be included in the description box below. But Kim, feel free to plug in any of your social medias, etc.
You can find me at kim.orton01, I think, on Instagram. and I think I'm Kim, KLRO, on Twitter. And it's Wives Wrestling on Instagram and Twitter for the podcast. And I just think, first of all, if you want to see some Randy and family pics, come give me a follow. but tune into the show. It's going to be awesome. It's starting February 7th, Monday, February 7th. So just come hang out with us. It's going to be a good time.
Giovanna, anything else you want to add on top of that?
Yeah, because John is listening, our co-host. Don't forget to do a 5-star review. And there's going to be pictures that we didn't post. It's going to be in our podcast, especially when we're telling stories. And it's like going to be like watching a movie. You're going to be in it. And then you're going to see pictures like a visual. You guys, you will not regret it. You guys are going to love it. You're going to laugh. You're going to understand what we're going through. It's going to be fun. Trust me, you guys are going to love it.
I love it. All right. Well, I'm going to post all of those links in the description box below so you guys can check out the podcast. Once again, it is starting on February 7th on all major platforms. Again, links in the description box. But other than that, I seriously want to thank both Giovanna and Kim for coming on to do this interview with me. Do not forget to give this video a like, subscribe to the channel. We'll see you guys next time. Hello. Bye, everybody.
Peace.
Thank you.